This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The second hour, still the live Christmas Day edition of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Talking about freedom of religion and also the corollary or converse freedom from religion in the United States. Of course, you have various state governments who are allowing religious displays and a-religious displays in their state capitals. Some to more or less success than others. The state of Texas governor demanding the removal of the freedom from religion display, which involves some of the founding fathers standing with the Statue of Liberty, sort of surrounding a manger is not the right word, but a bed that would be in a manger.
Right.
And then in the bed is the Bill of Rights. And they're all just sort of standing around looking down at it, which I thought was a really tasteful display. But the governor didn't think so, and he sent out a letter to the state bureaucrats and demanded that thing be removed.
Citing the Constitution and saying that
he said the state had a right. He said the state had a right to have a religious display.
Yes.
On
and
state capitol grounds.
There's no obligation for them to have something that is offensive and called it a juvenile parody.
I hope they get sued, and I hope that they have to pay the folks from the Freedom From Religion Foundation on this one.
I hope that Governor Greg Abbott has to pay. I don't
that
hope that the taxpayers have
you
to pay.
You know that won't happen.
But that's how these lawsuits always go. Yeah. It's the taxpayers.
The government agents are never responsible for their own actions. Almost never. They have immunity, basically, from any personal liability for the decisions that they make when they're on the job. In other news, in related news, in Tallahassee, Florida, there's actually kind of a stand down going on, meaning that the Florida Prayer Network, did decide to not put their religious nativity display up in the state capitol. And as a result of that, the Satanic Temple also decided to not put their display up in the state capitol. In addition to that, the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, as well as the same folks from Texas, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, none of them decided to put up their displays this year. There's only one display up, and that is the Festivus pole, which is a gay Festivus pole. It's apparently wrapped with rainbow coloring that apparently offends you, Daryl, not because you're anti-gay, but because apparently it's a bastardization of the Festivus pole.
Right. If you're going to have a Festivus pole, have a Festivus pole that is just an unadorned aluminum pole. Anything else is not a Festivus pole.
But I think it's interesting that when the Florida Prayer Network decided to not put their nativity scene up, that basically all of the a-religious people, the Satanic Temple, they're really not Satanists from what we can tell. They're atheists who are kind of trolling. But from what we can tell, anyway, these a-religious groups also did not put displays up. So it's been kind of an interesting year in Florida, and it looks like they're not going to get sued this year, unlike the Texas state government that deserves a good spanking in court over this. You know, it's pretty clear to me that freedom of religion, the state being separated from it, means that if they're going to allow one religion to have a display, they have to allow other people, even a-religious folks, to have an equal amount of space to have their own display up, whatever it happens to be. And the fact that they got upset about a display in Texas that basically was the Founding Fathers and the Statue of Liberty surrounding the Bill of Rights, I mean, a totally appropriate display for a state capitol, just means they're going to be paving the way for the Satanic Temple to show up with a Baphomet statue. I mean, if they thought this was offensive, wait until the Satanic Temple shows up with something that's actually, you know, to a lot of people, offensive. I don't care about a Baphomet statue. That doesn't mean anything to me. It's their statue. They can have it, as far as I'm concerned. But don't you think that a lot more people would be offended by Baphomet?
Absolutely.
Than the Founding Fathers?
And here's the question that you really need to ask, and this is obviously somewhat a rhetorical question, but who gets to decide whether or not someone's religion is legitimate.
Well, I don't think anyone should be able to decide that. But apparently Governor so-and-so in Texas can decide that.
Right. So, like, once you start, you know, deciding which religions are legitimate, you then have to decide what constitutes a legitimate religion. Mm-hmm. The federal standard is a sincerely held religious belief. And obviously that's not being applied, you know, at all state levels, because there's the issue here in New Hampshire where several freestater-run churches are being told, well, you can't get tax exemptions because we say you don't meet the definition of church.
And the Church of the Sword just lost a Supreme Court case.
They did, and their lawyer at the state Supreme Court was arguing, hey, the federal definition is sincerely held religious belief. And so that's the standard you should apply, because it's not defined in state statute. It says something about recognized.
Regularly recognized
denomination, sect, or creed. Well, how the hell do you determine what's recognized? How do you determine what is regularly recognized?
So the way I read that statute, and that didn't really come up, I don't think, in the Supreme Court's ruling.
It didn't come up in the ruling, but it came up in the hearing.
But they didn't rule on it. And ultimately, when you look at that language, regularly recognized only appears in front of denomination. It doesn't appear in front of sect or creed.
Right, but the usage of the commas in the sentence, it could be applied to all of it.
But it also might not. I mean, because the definition of a sect is something that's not regularly recognized, right? Like, if you look up sect, it's something that is sort of a subsect or a segment or a breakaway from some other religion that might be regularly recognized. But it's usually, by definition, a sect is something that's unusual, right?
Not necessarily. I'm pretty sure it is.
It's
mostly used in sort of a derogatory term, but my understanding of the definition is it's basically akin to denomination. So Baptist is a denomination of Christianity. You could also say that it is a sect of Christianity.
So, okay, the definition of sect from the dictionary, dictionary.com. Number one, noun, a body of persons adhering to a particular religious faith, a religious denomination. So that's what you said. But number two, a group regarded as heretical or as deviating from a generally accepted religious tradition. So, by definition, at least for definition number two, sect would not qualify for regularly recognized, because by virtue of the fact that they broke away from it.
Well, it wouldn't be recognized by the group they broke away from, but they could be recognized by another group.
And that's the other thing, is who's recognizing it? Is it the state that regularly recognizes it, or is it the average person?
What does the word regularly mean?
That's not defined.
Right.
Yeah. So the Church of the Sword, unfortunately, was not successful in their lawsuit. I don't know if that means they're going to further appeal it or what their plans are. I haven't heard anything. Have you?
I heard that there may be consideration of a federal lawsuit.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
But I think a much better idea would be to start talking to some state reps to try to clarify the language of what defines a church.
I think that's a good idea.
And I think using the
IRS, the
14 points that the IRS uses of, if you meet one or more of the following, then you qualify as religious under IRS codes.
If you want to join us here, it is Christmas Day, edition of Free Talk Live. We'll, of course, take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. We were discussing the religious displays in the state of Texas and Florida. In Florida, the State Management Services Agency, this, by the way, from tcpalm.com, Tallahassee news source. The State Management Services Agency maintains the Capitol building, refers to public areas in the building as a public forum of free ideas, which includes religion. Peter Wood of the Secular Student Alliance at Florida State University said his plans for the Flying Spaghetti Monster were in protest of the portion of the policy that allows religion. He said, quote, "I think some people putting up atheist displays may not be speaking in the way that all of us would prefer to be characterized. It seems like he's only making people angry," referring to, I think, the guy who put up the Festivus poll. and separating them rather than bringing people to an understanding. Wood said he was unable to install his Flying Spaghetti Monster before Christmas, but it may make an appearance the last weekend of the month. Efforts to reach someone from the Freedom From Religion Foundation were unsuccessful. So, in Florida, all you got's the Festivus poll this year. I think the standing down was probably the right move for all of the parties involved.
Yes.
It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts with us.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Live Christmas Day edition of the show. with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
There's a movement in healthcare today full of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. People like you who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. Folks who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization full of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join their movement and change healthcare for good. Join LHS.com is their website. And you can call them toll free at 800-722-8041. That's join LHS, like Liberty HealthShare. Join LHS.com or toll free 800-722-8041. As we continue, Ian and Daryl in the studio. Our Skype username, by the way, is LRN.FM. So feel free to reach out to us that way if you'd like. Of course, Christmas tends to be upsetting to some people around the globe and the United States. In this case, we go to Tokyo, where the independent.co.uk is reporting on a group of 20 protesters, consisting mainly of single men, calling themselves, quote, losers with women. And I think by that they mean that they've been losing in regards to getting with women, like not that they have women and are losers. Anyway, they're single. So the story here, anti-Christmas protesters march through Tokyo claiming the holiday is just a capitalist ploy that discriminates against singletons. About 20 protesters who are members of a communist-inspired group that protest against Western holidays chanted anti-Christmas slogans in Tokyo's Shibuya district. The group.
So well, what'd they do? Just walk around yelling, "Bah humbug! Bah humbug!"
Yeah, basically, unfortunately, we don't actually get the slogans that they were chanting in this particular story.
That's too bad.
I would like to know what they were. But there is a picture of a couple of these men, and they are masked men. So they apparently are not too proud of being single with failures with women or losers with women here. They're not showing their faces. One man wearing camouflage and a sort of, not a balaclava, but sort of a, just only his eyes are showing in his mask. Another
are
man,
they wearing no ma'am t-shirts? Because that would just be hilarious.
I don't know what that is.
From, do you remember Married with Children?
I was like, probably a kid or early teen when that was
on TV. So Al Bundy created the group No Ma'am, the National Organization for Men Against Amazonian Masterdom.
No, I had not heard about that.
So basically it was an anti-feminist thing.
Is that because his wife was really tall? She's kind of an Amazon woman?
No, he was actually protesting the next door neighbor, the little chicken lady.
I don't remember her.
He said looked like a chicken.
I remember the main characters. I remember him sitting on the couch with his hand down his pants. And
yeah.
That's about it. But it was a good show, from what I recall. Anyway, the other man here is wearing a pink sort of netting over his mouth. He's wearing a construction helmet with some sort of Japanese characters on it. I don't know what it says. The group Losers with Women, mostly single men, marched under banners that read Smash Christmas. And they have previously protested against other holidays, including Valentine's Day. These guys are just a barrel of fun. The head of the organization, who identified himself by the pseudonym Mark Water, said the anti-Christmas rally was also in support of unloved men. Quote, "In this world, money is extracted from people in love, and happy people support capitalism. Unpopular men who don't have a girlfriend or are not married are overly discriminated. We want to break this barrier," unquote. He told this to the AFP at the time. Christmas is not a public holiday in Japan, but it is celebrated informally by couples, while New Year's Day is seen as a family holiday. So, I mean, it's definitely true that that some people who are alone during the Christmas season have a tough time, right? Like, everybody else is having fun, you know, you see all these people, you know, at holiday parties and things like that, and, you know, if you didn't get invited to any, that could be a hard thing for some folks. I could see that.
Or if you do get invited, but everybody else is there with a significant other and you're sitting there by yourself.
But there's always something that you can do. I mean, you and I are single men, Daryl, and we went out together with some other folks from the activist scene here in Keene. We had a delicious Chinese dinner. at the local buffet.
Yes.
It was wonderful. So I guess it just depends. You know, if you don't have any friends, then you're probably going to be pretty lonely on Christmas. But in this case, they have friends. These angry single men are together protesting Christmas. They could have done something more positive with their time, something more fun. But I guess that's what they want to do. So God has blessed them for it. I do wish we did know more about the slogans that they had. Unfortunately, we don't get that. So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
I'm also curious what their solutions that they're requesting would be.
Well, they want to abolish capitalism.
Okay, but that's still not going to make them not be single. Like, well, what's the solution they're looking for to not be single? Like,
well, I can tell you the protest isn't going
to
help.
Do they want a government agency to mandate that, you know, women show up to their house and provide them sexual favors?
Yeah, anything I say would be pure speculation, obviously. But, you know, that's one of the things that's interesting about this is that it's sort of a mixed message, right? Like, on one hand, they're mad that they don't have a date. On the other hand, they're blaming capitalism for it here. Capitalism is the root of all the problems, apparently, in the world to these guys. He said that, quote, money is extracted from people in love and happy people support capitalism. I don't know if I agree with that. Does that suggest that only communists are unhappy or that communists are unhappy and that in order to be happy or that happy people couldn't support communism?
I don't know. The sentence is so full of doesn't make sense.
Well, there could be something lost in translation, I suppose.
That's incredibly possible.
Yeah. And I did go over to the AFP article. The Independent is sourcing the AFP as...
AFP is the French Association French Press.
I did go and look at that, and it's basically the same content. There wasn't anything extra there. I was hoping maybe they'd have more pictures or so what their signs translated to and things like that. And maybe we should find out more about losers with women. You know, maybe this isn't the first time that they've been in the news, considering that apparently they have... previously protested Valentine's Day as well as other holidays.
I think I heard about their Valentine protest.
Let's see here. Here's one from Raw Story. Maybe they've got a little bit more. Anyway, if you want to get in here, we've got the toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Yeah, Raw Story's got a little bit more here. The folks were on the streets on Saturday. The Scrooges, mostly single men, said they were against capitalism and opposed to the commercialization of Christmas. And further, one man said that Christmas is the most symbolic event for the people loving capitalism. The man, again, identifying himself as Mark Water. The Christian population remains small in the Asian country. Stores offer special holiday sales, and people, some of them, decorate Christmas trees at home. So there's really not much else. So, in other news, let's see. I've got another Christmas-related story
here.
Are
they using full-size trees, or do they decorate the bonsais?
I don't know, but in Venezuela, nobody's decorating anything. They don't have any lights, they don't have any food, and no presents.
Well, they ran out of toilet paper like 8 months ago.
Yeah, so we'll give you a little bit more about what's happening in Venezuela, or rather, what's not happening in Venezuela for Christmas this year. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, the live Christmas Day edition of the program. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian
and Daryl.
So another Christmas-related story for you, and then we've got other news to share with you here tonight. Daryl, you've got a story about some sort of restrictions that could be affecting certain people's internet access coming up in the new year in the United States. And I do want to know more about that, whether, you know, this is a news story that needs to be taken seriously at what level. So I know nothing. You will inform us here in moments. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. BigSoapbox.com, writing about a story in the AFP, which is written in Spanish. So we're going to take their version here at BigSoapbox.com about Venezuela and what is supposedly going on there this holiday season. It looks like empty shelves. At least the photograph in the story shows a lot of empty shelves in some sort of store. And, of course, that's not a new photo kind of thing. It's not a new phenomenon for Venezuela. They've had severe shortages in the most basic staples, everything from chicken to toilet paper to soap. Is very, very hard to get a hold of in Venezuela due to government price controls, not only on food. In fact, governments run some of the food distribution there in Venezuela, but also just price controls on the money. The government has a set conversion rate.
Conversion.
From the U.S. dollar to the bolivar, and it is nowhere.
Strong bolivar.
That's correct. Yeah, they replaced the bolivar like 10 or 15 years ago with a strong bolivar, which was basically one strong bolivar was worth 10 not-so-strong bolivar.
And I thought it was like 100 or 1,000.
I thought it was 10 to 1, but we'll have to double-check that. anyway, the food situation has been very dire there. People have been waiting in lines. If you want to get in and get any of the toilet paper that they might get into a shipment, you have to stand in a line for hours. And they're also not allowing photos to be taken of the lines anymore. So if the police or the military troops that are in the streets see you taking a picture of one of the lines outside of the grocery store, then you'll get in trouble for that in Venezuela. There was recently an election in Venezuela, and the Communist Party did not succeed very much in that election. So there was some sort of opposition to them. I don't know how bad the opposition is. I imagine they're bad, but maybe they're not as bad as the communists. So here's the latest. Years of socialist price controls and rock-bottom crude oil prices, because that's how things were okay for a little while in Venezuela, was the state runs the oil manufacturing. Yes. And when oil prices per barrel were up, they were doing okay. But now that that's not the case, and they don't have anything resembling a free marketplace, they are in really bad shape. The actual exchange rate for the bolivars to U.S. dollars, last I checked, was over 600 bolivars per U.S. dollar. The official exchange rate is 6.3 per U.S. dollar. And again, that's the last time we talked about it. It may be like 800 by now. Anyway, 800 per U.S. dollar. The nation of Venezuela has little money to spend on presents, feasts, or even Christmas lights. As residents complain, December feels like, quote, any other month, unquote, after 2 years of President Nicolas Maduro. That's the guy who took over after Hugo Chavez passed away a few years ago. This year, Christmas is dead. There's not enough money, said Elise Belisario, a resident of the Caracas suburb Petar, telling the Agence France Presse, which is the AFP. She notes there's no Christmas decor anywhere, and people do not have enough money to buy presents. Some cannot even afford the basic goods needed to put together a traditional feast of roast pork and assorted sides. The website El Colombiano estimates that a full Christmas dinner costs between 2,000 and 3,000 bolivars, which is the equivalent of about one-third of a monthly minimum wage.
And I just checked and verified it was actually 1,000 to 1 was conversion of bolivar to bolivar fuerte.
The strong bolivar.
The strong bolivar. Look how strong. It's the strength of 1,000 of the old ones.
That's right. Okay, thank you for clarifying that. For whatever reason, I thought it was 10 to 1. Individual basic food items that can rack up price significantly, especially if scarce in any particular neighborhood. For example, a woman selling eggs on the black market in Caracas tells AFP a box of 30 eggs costs 1,300 bolivars alone. It's difficult to estimate how much these prices would translate to in dollars because the government insists on setting the value of its currency at a fixed rate that most believe is intended to mask the nation's hyperinflation problem.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yes. And is significantly higher than the... By the way, I'm sorry, I think it's interesting to point out that it was earlier this year, so at the very beginning of 2015, when the Venezuelan Money Authority, or whatever the hell they call themselves, they stopped reporting on the official inflation rate.
Yes.
So there's just no numbers now for that. They used to report on that. They don't do that anymore. The Venezuelan website Dollar Today, which tracks the price of the bolivar in the black market, claims that one American dollar is now worth... Go ahead, Daryl.
904.
Darn close. 841 bolivars today, and this was written on the other day. It wasn't too long ago. This is pretty fresh. December 24th.
So I could be right.
You could be. Check it out. Dollar today.
Because it was just a couple of months ago that it was like 170-something.
No. A couple months ago, it was like 600 or 700. It's been in the hundreds to one for quite a while.
Okay. Maybe I'm thinking earlier this year when it was... Just even, under 200.
Yeah, maybe, but it's been quite a while since it's been anywhere near 200. That would make Venezuela's minimum wage about $11 per month. In addition to food items, non-necessary goods...
They need to fight for 15.
In addition to food items, non-necessary goods have seen a massive spike in price. El Colombiano estimates the price of a Christmas tree is now 33,000 bolivars. A toy doll costs around 15,000. You either eat or you dress your children, said Lucia Gonzalez, a vendor in Caracas. The government's take on Christmas celebrations has been significantly more muted this year than in 2014. Last year, Maduro debuted a socialist Barbie that almost bankrupted stores that were forced to sell it.
Socialist Barbie.
Yes. I gotta say.
Hold on. They're selling socialist Barbie.
That's correct.
And they don't see the irony of that.
Stores were forced to sell it. Apparently, it almost bankrupted some of those stores.
I'm still stuck on they were selling socialist Barbie. They didn't go around and give every child socialist Barbie. They were partaking in the free market, or not exactly free market, because they were forcing stores to put it on the shelves. But people had to exchange money in order to obtain socialist Barbie.
Yeah, we're going to find out more about Socialist Barbie. They do link to a story. Here's the first I've heard of it, Daryl, and we'll research that and see what we can learn more about. Was Mattel involved in Socialist Barbie? How exactly did that all work?
Did Socialist Barbie come with a bread line?
The toy, well, remember, Daryl, bread lines don't exist in Venezuela. You're not allowed to talk about that.
Bread doesn't exist in Venezuela. That's why they don't have bread lines.
The government's, let's see here, they almost bankrupted stores after the government forced the price down to a tenth of its value. Barbie was the latest in a series of goods, eggs, milk, flour, vegetable oil, to suffer a similar fate. Fixed price controls forced the government to issue ration cards for basic goods in 2014. That year, Maduro also used his time on television to condemn the anti-socialist opposition for being Grinches trying to steal Christmas from the people, condemning said price controls and demanding an end to the violent oppression of dissidents. If you run against Maduro and you speak out against him, you usually end up in a prison cell. In 2013, Maduro's first year in office, the government released a Christmas carol praising Maduro, titled, "Knock, Knock, Who Is It? People of Peace, Lower Those Prices. Nicolas is here."
Oh my gosh.
We'll tell you more about Socialist Barbie and the empty store shelves in Venezuela. And you can comment and share your thoughts. You can also bring up anything that happens to be on your mind here on this live Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-771-6706. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-771-6706. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-771-6706. 1-800-771-6706.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, live Christmas Day edition. We'll take your calls if you want to join us here, talking about socialism in Venezuela resulting in basically no Christmas celebrations. You could barely afford coal if you wanted to buy some coal for someone stocking in Venezuela. You either choose to feed yourselves or to clothe yourselves, according to one lady in Venezuela, because it's that bad. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. With you in studio, you've got Ian.
And Daryl Claus.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free Talk Live AMP program. It's a way to get behind Free Talk Live to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, more internet connections, more satellite signals all around the globe to spread the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as possible. And our formerly regular co-host Mark resigned from the show, from the on-air portion of the show on Saturday night. And he said that he'd be willing to come back if we could get the Free Talk Live AMP program up to $5,000 per month. It's now over $3,000 per month. It was around probably 26 or 27 or 800. I forget where it was exactly when he left the show. But we've had a good 50-plus brand-new AMPers over the last several days.
Good.
So it's been a really great week for the AMP program. Thank you to everybody who has signed up for it. It's only $5 a month. You get access to perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the recorded commercials that our regular podcast does, and also the AMP-only Facebook group. You do it for $5 a month. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard right on our website, or now Bitcoin. We've actually had a few people who were like credit card or PayPalers switch to Bitcoin.
Which is pretty cool. Nice.
So, yeah, so some people have been really excited about the change to allow Bitcoin amping. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. And I just remember, I don't think you guys mentioned it last night, but the blog post that Mark made went up yesterday. So Mark...
No, we did not mention the blog post.
Our former co-host Mark did make a blog post, and I believe he is intending to continue blogging at freetalklive.com during his time off the air. But his first post since leaving the show on air is all about why he left, basically, sort of reflecting on the last few days and what people have been saying. We cannot read this post on the air. It is profane. There are a lot of words that we could not possibly say on the radio in this particular post. Basically, some of the words that some people have been calling Mark. He starts out the post with that. So see it for yourself. Just go to freetalklive.com. Click FTL blog. It'll be one of the first posts there.
So just for clarification, it's not Mark being profane. It's Mark quoting people that were profane towards
him. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, people have been saying some very nasty things about him, and he does quote some of that. So just go to freetalklive.com. Click FTL blog. It's right there next to the vote on topics. It's one of the big tabs on the site. And then it's two blogs down. It says, some comments on my departure. That is the title of the blog. And so if you want to see what Mark has to say about his own leaving of the show, go check out the FTL blog at freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We'll go first to Doug, listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Doug.
Yeah, pretty much I want to talk about government and the tyranny. You know, I called in before. And,
yes.
You know, you really need to be careful if you go to the garden shop. In fact, I would avoid completely going to any type of garden shop. And
why?
I would avoid putting tea. I'll tell you in a minute here. I would avoid putting tea into the garbage. We get it happen here in Shorewood, Illinois, and that's me how I operate. Usually, when I get into one article, I usually find out if, you know, we've had it happen around the country. We had a lady here, a 45-year-old lady in Shorewood, Illinois, who went to the garden shop with her family. She came out, and evidently the DEA and the Shorewood PD were monitoring it, and they could not tell what she had in the bag. They automatically followed her to her home, and then they kept watching the home, I believe, for about a month, but don't quote me on it. And they went through her garbage. They found tea in her garbage, and then they went ahead and they looked at her electric bill, and her electric bill had been higher than the entire neighborhood. Well, she had been growing a garden. They raided the home, you know, they broke down the door, and they found out that it didn't have anything to do with any type of drug activity or marijuana activity. Another one happened, I forget where, they've had them happen all over the country.
I've got a question for you, Doug. Are you saying that it's because she went to the garden shop that, like,
that's how they found her?
That's how they found her? So
No. Her going to the garden shop and them being waiting in the parking lot monitoring people and her coming out with a big package evidently put up a red flag for them. It happened
But that's what you're saying, is they didn't know who she was until she went to the garden shop. They happened
right.
to see someone leaving with something.
So the moral of the story is don't grow a garden because the DEA could wind up coming to your house.
Right. It happened. They've had it happen quite a bit around the country. It actually happened with two people that were retired from the federal government. They had a 13-year-old child. And again, they went to that garden shop. The DEA and the local PD were monitoring the garden shop. They followed them home. They did not know it. They went through their garbage, and the wife had been making tea. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with the tea that you can make in the maker. I actually do it where, you know, and then you throw it out rather than have it in the bag. And they went through the garbage, and they thought that had been a marijuana plant. They raided the home the day after. They, you know, they told the 13-year-old kid, well, you're addicted to marijuana. You have a drug problem. And later they find out that it had nothing to do with it.
There was a story that I read about not too long ago where some agent somewhere, I don't know if it was DEA or some, you know, just local drug cop, went and destroyed an okra crop because he thought that the okra was marijuana.
Hey, Doug, right. Thanks for the call and the heads up on that. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I thought when he said don't go to a garden shop, I thought he was going to say because if you buy fertilizer, they might think you're
a terrorist,
you know, a terrorist and you're planning to blow something up.
I know that that down in Florida, I remember hearing a rumor that the police were monitoring some of the head shops that sold hydroponics equipment and that they would follow people home. Literally, who went in and you know, took big lights and things like that out of the store. So I believe what Doug is saying. It's definitely possible that is happening out there. If you're going to be ordering hydroponics equipment, probably best to order online. That way, the monitoring is not it's not as easy that way. Many of the hydroponic suppliers online, I suspect, will ship in you know, boxes that don't have their logo on it and things like that to kind of obscure it.
You could also get some of your stuff from multiple vendors. So buy the lights from one place,
you know,
pipes or whatever it is that I don't know what all is used in hydroponics, but something, you've got to have the water in something. I'm guessing it's pipe.
It's some kind of substrate or something like that. I honestly, I don't know how it works either. There's a few different ways to do it. Andy is listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Merry
Welcome, sir.
Y'all.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to commend you guys on, I'll be darned, you guys are on 24-7. You should be 24-7 Free Talk Live.
No, that would be pretty exhausting. I think 3 hours a night is enough. But thank you. I appreciate it.
But no, the people would get the point. I mean, here you are on Christmas, you're putting a live show on. There's not, I mean, I've been listening to reruns for the last 3 days to all these other radio stations. I'm a news junkie.
Ah,
so,
okay.
Yeah, and so here I get to talk to somebody live on a radio show. But hey,
well, we are happy to give you your holiday dose for your junkie needs.
And you know what? It's a gift from you guys, man.
There you go.
I appreciate it, my friend. Hey, but I want you to elaborate a little bit on that okra as marijuana. Elaborate. How did they come to that? How did this cop come to that conclusion?
He's probably a moron.
That's my guess.
It was one of these community. I don't have the story in front of me, so I'm going off of memory. But there was a community garden.
What's doing with okra?
there was a community garden, and the people that owned the community garden came out one day and noticed that their okra was destroyed and something, and they like called the cops, and then they found out that there was a raid by some cop.
Georgia police declare war on okra. The Washington Post reporting from October of 2014. Georgia police raided a retired Atlanta man's garden last Wednesday. Maybe this is the same story. Maybe it's not. But
I believe it is.
It may not be the only time cops have confused okra for marijuana. After a helicopter crew with the governor's task force for drug suppression spotted suspicious-looking plants on the man's property, a heavily armed canine unit arrived, discovered the plants were, in fact, okra bushes. Officers eventually apologized and left, but they did take some of the suspicious okra with them for analysis. Georgia State Patrol said that they've not yet been able to identify it, but it did have quite a number of characteristics that were similar to the cannabis plant. In
cannabokra.
Yeah, go ahead, Andy.
Remember, hey, you guys are doing something special for America right now, dude, and I really appreciate it. And
Thanks, man.
I really appreciate you letting me talk on your show.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for the call, Andy. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, Quentin Tarantino, his new movie, The Hateful Eight, I believe released today. And apparently a limited release. It's not playing in Keene, damn it.
Yet.
If ever. The last time Tarantino had one, they didn't play it here in Keene. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. We'll tell you about it.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.